More than 50 high school students taking an Intro to Mining Occupations course through the University of Alaska Southeast had a prominent guest speaker on the first day of class yesterday. Governor Sean Parnell urged them to follow their passions, whether they end up working in the mining industry or not. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
This class is a path of opportunity for you, and you're going to get out of it what you put into it.
Parnell spoke to the class for about 30 minutes, answering questions ranging from his thoughts on future mine development in Alaska to what he enjoys most about being governor. He talked about the importance of keeping mining jobs in state and praised classes like Intro to Mining Occupations for teaching Alaska students the skills needed to do that work.
These mining jobs often pay $100,000 a year, and it's really something to consider because we have a lot of prospects here in Alaska as well, and you've got an administration and a governor and a legislature who are focused on trying to open up new opportunities.
The governor was the first of many guest speakers the class will hear from this semester. Professor Mike Bell worked at Hecla Greens Creek Mine before becoming director of the Center for Mine Training at UAS. He says he's identified more than 140 mining-related careers, everything from cooks to truck drivers to wastewater treatment engineers.
I'm not going to instruct in all of these fields because I don't have that kind of expertise. I've worked at Greens Creek Mine for 5 years and been a professor here for six or seven, but there are a lot of jobs that I don't know about. So what I do is I call up a mine engineer maybe at Greens Creek or at CORE, and they come and talk to the students about how they got their job, the education required, and how they might take a path to get there.
This is the second year Bell has taught the class, designed for high school juniors and seniors. Last year, enrollment was limited to 20 students, all from Juneau. But this year, with the help of video conferencing equipment, there are 55 students statewide, from the Northwest Arctic Borough to remote parts of Southeast.
I went down to Prince of Wales to talk to all the schools there because there are two big mines that are starting up down there, and they want a local workforce, so we're trying to show the kids what happens at those mines.
Isaac Rumfelt is a 17-year-old senior at Juneau's Thunder Mountain High School who's interested in a career as a mechanic.
I kind of got into diesel mechanics and figured out I could get into diesel mechanics at the mine, so thought it'd be good to learn what goes on at the mine on a daily basis and basics of everything, kind of.
The students pay $44 tuition and receive 3 college credits, according to Roxanne Morant with the State Department of Education and Early Development. The department is one of several partners that make the class possible. That includes mining companies like Hecla, which donated $300,000 to the University of Alaska Foundation in 2011 to help create the mine training program at UAS. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.